This is CCFM 107.5.
But I'm also about to head into a conversation with a very impressive young man. I really enjoy chatting to him from time to time. And I'm talking about Grantham Abrams of Be The Difference Foundation. But I'm going to go live both on Facebook as well as YouTube. So we're simulcasting as you hear me now. And what I'm going to do is I'm quickly going to just go press live, go live. And then I'll get into my conversation with Mr. Grantham Abrams, and just give me a second, and we are live. Let me just quickly put Grantham into the conversation and say hello to him. Grantham, hello and welcome to Lunchtime Connect.
Good afternoon, Marco. Thank you very much for having me.
It's always a pleasure chatting with you and to connect with you. And for me, I know we're in winter now, officially in winter, and I want to highlight what you guys are on about, especially during this testing and trying time. COVID has spared no one, and I want to highlight the great work that the Be The Difference Foundation is making. I know there's a quote from, I think, Mahatma Gandhi that says, "Be the change that you want to see in this world," and you guys are basically doing what he says. You're going to be out there and making and being the difference in your community. So we're talking about Be The Difference Foundation, and of course Grantham, you're with me. And so let's quickly just find out more about you before we get into Be The Difference Foundation. Let's tell people more about you.
Yeah, Marco, the name speaks for itself. It's being the difference that we would like to see in our communities. We believe that the only way we see a better South Africa, if we become better South Africans, and that's the key role that we want to play as youngsters and as adults and as sponsors, donors, and all our partners, that's in alignment to the vision of being the difference that we would like to see in our community. The organization runs three pillars. There's development through sport, educational development, and nutritional development. That's a 24-hour job that never stops.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, and when I called you a little bit earlier, I know you were on the go already, so thank you for making time for me for this particular segment. But there's always a need out there, and you guys do what you can, and you know, you deal with like your three pillars, but you know, there's the sport aspect of how we always chat about those type of things, but then there's always the community aspect to what you do. And especially during COVID, I know that you guys have been busy feeding the community as well. Tell us about how great the need has become out there in the community.
Yeah, it's been a difficult 16 months. We're not going to shy from being honest about the difficulty about the last few months. I think this year has been even more frustrating for a lot of people. Being out there in the community every single day since the first day of lockdown, I've seen different faces, different attitudes, and I can honestly tell you that people are really frustrated, and some people are really angry. COVID-19 has just highlighted everything that's wrong, everything that we've been struggling for before COVID-19.
Yeah.
And a lot of people neglect to understand that HIV, TB, hunger, crime, gangsterism, these are all of the things that we've been struggling before the pandemic. So COVID-19 has only highlighted all these difficulties. We've just returned from Bloemfontein and from Spotsdal. We run feeding schemes there on a weekly basis. So yeah, Marco, it's been really difficult the last few months, but we are grateful that we have the opportunity to serve within the community. Grateful that we have partners that wants to partner with us and wants to make a difference in our communities. And for that, I'm personally honored, and I'm really grateful to be part of this amazing brand that consistently serves hope.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's an amazing brand, but I think it's the heart behind the brand, and I can speak to you and to others that is surrounding you in that regard. But you spoke about the three pillars, and let's drill a little bit into that, what you guys are all about, especially on a daily basis. I know you have a very holistic approach to what you do, but speaking to that, how do you serve the community in that capacity?
Yeah, like I said, the last few months has been really difficult because we had to adjust. So when the president first announced that we're going to have lockdown, we thought it was going to be a very difficult journey for us. but actually it has been a very fruitful journey for us. We've just adjusted our programs. We continued doing the development through sport, doing the educational development. The nutrition development has increased by 200%. So we feed thousands of people every week. But we just adjusted our approach and started using technology more. Last night we finished just after 8 with our last meeting, discussing new initiatives, how we can improve the brand, and what new things, regardless of what the president is going to say on Sunday, what new things we can improve on to make sure that our kids are still involved in our programs. You must understand something, that if we take sport away, we take the identity of community kids away. Because sport is the pillar of our communities, and we need active children, we need active community, people that's involved in the community. We try and look at it from a broader perspective. As I previously said, that 17% of people in Kraaifontein did not earn a salary when we started this vision. 3 out of 4 kids didn't have a meal to go to school. So when they went to school, 3 out of 4 kids didn't have a meal to eat. So that problem was already there. We just wanted to make sure that we are preventing this, preventing kids from missing school, preventing kids from doing well in school. And that's where we started the feeding scheme, making sure that our kids in our community that's on our doorstep, they at least get a meal when they go to school. Or when they do miss school, they still get that meal, because schools are now closed. So that means there's no feeding scheme driving. So we have to make sure that we get at least 2 areas a day, and kids are getting their meals. Development through sport has given birth to the educational development program, because we started working with a lot of youngsters that are talented with on the sports field, but they struggle with in the classroom. Boys and girls who are doing well, and they were more than capable of making success of their sporting career, but education was a massive lack. We also discovered that a lot of kids, January, February, they would go and return back to school without the necessary school equipment, like school shoes, school shirts, because of the long festive season, because of the mentality of it's festive season, and then we don't make the right provisions. So we identified all of that things, and that's where the educational department comes in and make sure that the kids have the necessary school uniform to go to school. We identify a lot of kids that's exceptional within the classroom, but their parents are struggling financially. So we pay their school fees, we try and get them into universities, make sure that they have the necessary sanitary towels every month, they get their toiletries every month so they don't miss school. Yeah. So yeah, we look at the whole bigger perspective of what can we do to be a difference into the lives of our community kids.
And I know that you've set very, very high standards for those coming through your programs as well. And I'm particularly referring to your sporting programs as well, discipline and what it takes to succeed after school and going to varsity, which is very important, getting these kids into varsities. Why is it so important that we need to invest in our youth, Grantham?
We believe that it's very important to empower our community kids. These are the future leaders. These are the guys and the girls that are going to make decisions for our country. And we also want our kids to understand that your sporting career will only last you 3 to 5, 6 years, depending on how good you are and how much opportunities will come your way. But you can become a doctor or a lawyer or engineer or start your own company. And there's a consistency plan in place for you to be a better South African and to also then give back to the ones that's coming behind you. So we don't want you just be in the program. We want you to be in the program, but also then come back and make sure that you give to the community kids what you have received within the program.
And if you could inspire somebody out there to do what you do, and I'm using it on purpose, because you're one man that's making a huge difference, not just in your own community, but on the outskirts of that as well. And we need more people like a Grantham Abrams. How would you inspire somebody to go out there and to start pursuing the type of things that you are doing? I know there's a big sacrifice that happens to do what you do in that regard. But what would you say to somebody that might be thinking, I want to go out and be the difference? What would you say to them?
Yeah, Marco, it's to be honest, it's a very difficult job. This platform is really an unappreciated platform. So you have to be really secure with yourself. You have to know who you are and know why you are doing what you are doing. If you are looking for thank yous and I appreciate you, I love you, keep up the good work, well done, then the entail industry is not an industry for you to be in. I think that's the first thing, Marco, for people to understand. But I would like to remind people that you have to first fall in love with the process before you start trusting the process. Because in due time you will reap. And a lot of times people are trusting the process, but they haven't really fell in love with the process. And the word of God declares that consider these trials and tribulations as pure joy. So you must know that there's going to be difficult times, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And as we've now discovered with COVID-19, which no one was prepared for. So that's a trial and tribulation that you will face. But fall in love with that journey that you want to take on, that vision, that passion and desire to make a difference. You first have to fall in love with that, and then you have to start trusting that process and knowing that God will come through for me. God will be faithful. Last night, we've planned something for 2 weeks from now. Do we have the funds for that? No. Do we have the necessary resources for that? No. But do we know that God will provide for us? Yes. We've seen that over the last 16 months. So just to testify on that is people need to trust and believe that the process that they are on, God will fulfill their journey and will be with them every step of the way.
I love that, and I think what is apparent, and if people are watching this particular feed via WhatsApp or YouTube, they would have seen the passion that's on your face when you talk about what it takes to get involved with projects such as Be the Difference Foundation. But it's clear that it brings you joy as well. I know with all of the frustrations and all of the challenges that it does bring you quite a bit of joy to be involved in the lives of people and making an impact and a difference there.
Yes, definitely. Every single day of my life, remember, I'm not working for someone. This is not a 9-to-5. Someone can't fire me. This is the vision that God has given me. And I love what I do every single day. I didn't sleep well last night, but I can honestly tell you with a grateful heart, knowing that I do not know the way, but God will provide. I know that God will be there for me every step of the way. So I enjoy every single moment of the struggle. And that's why I say you have to fall in love with the struggle to really understand the struggle. And when kids make a success out of their personal journey, that brings me greater joy. We have 7 boys at university this year. We have 4 boys that's going to play Currie Cup under 20 this year. So I can go on and on about the individual success. But that individual success, it brings me personal great joy. And those are the sacrifice that I am currently facing and will add value to someone else's life. Someone else is going to make a success out of their life, and someone else is in a better position. I am grateful for what God does in my life. The bottom of bed, the top of my course, and the foot of my table. But I can't be ignorant in living a good life, and the person next to me is struggling. And I think that's where we as believers should be in alignment into, yes, things are good for you, but make sure that the person next to you is also in that fire, or standing next to that fire, or also in that circle, waar het goed gaat.
Yeah, today I think it's been a bit of a different interview between the two of us, that I really in this instance get to see and hear your heart for the people, and that's for me, it's so heartwarming to know that there's people like you out there making a real difference in the lives of those that otherwise may not be afforded opportunities even for a meal or whatever it is. And so I thank you for who you are, and let's talk about the opportunity maybe to volunteer or for people to get involved with Be The Difference Foundation. How do they do that, Grantham?
Yeah, people are always welcome to join the organization, to offer up their time. If they can't make donations and supply their resources, we always encourage people to come out and serve. You have to contact us beforehand, way in advance, because we only use a limited of volunteers on a daily basis. We are very strict into our protocol, how many people we allow in our programs, and how many people we allow on our journey, because we have to understand that we also have families. I have a son and a beautiful partner at home. I have to take care of myself, and the people and the volunteers that come out, they have to take care of themselves. So we make sure that we sanitize from head to toe. We change gloves every step of the way. So if we dish the food, we change the gloves. Then we put on new gloves again. So we ask that volunteers would come out, but book in advance, contact us on our email or on social media. And then we'll make sure that you also experience what we experience on a daily basis.
And so we're also just talking to any of the corporates or people that want to get involved, they can get hold of you via social media as well. That's Be The Difference Foundation. Or go check out even on their website. That is very, very simple. BTDF.co.za. That's Be The Difference Foundation, BTDF. And very easy to find you guys on social media as well if they want to contact you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Be The Difference Foundation. So check out for the hashtag Team BTD. I know there's a lot of hashtags out there, but there's only one hashtag Team BTD.
Yeah.
So look out for Be The Difference Foundation. You'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And then obviously you also mentioned the website now.
Yeah, so it's that simple, but always great to connect with you. I love it. I just love to hear your heart and what you guys are doing, especially in the community of Kraaifontein and even beyond that. And looking forward to having more conversations with you, Grantham. And may God bless you. Bless the works of your hands, of course, and your ministry amongst the people.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the opportunity that we could share our vision with your platform. I know somewhere someone is listening and it's inspiring someone. But it's also giving people hope to believe in their circumstances that things will be better, and we need more engagements like this, and NPOs and small businesses actually need more opportunities like the ones that CCFM is providing currently, because we all have a voice and we want our voice to be heard, but we also want to share the good news. And I think there's a lot of people, especially in this time and age, that's really struggling. It's really tough out there. As I previously mentioned, I can see the heartbreak in people's faces. Some people are saying, I do not even want a meal anymore. Can I come work at your house? Can you give me a job? Can you provide something for me? Because I want to earn my own salary. People are not earning money anymore. You understand? It's about 43 to 45% unemployment rate. It's really bad out there, but ons hou goeie moed, and we believe that God is the beginning and the end, man, and He's the Alpha and the Omega, and with Him all things are possible, and we are really grateful to serve within the kingdom. So thank you very much, and thank you to all the members and volunteers, our partners out there that's been consistent behind us, MDEC Investment, Hitech, Polychem, GT Garage Doors. We really appreciate these guys for what they've done. It's really difficult, but they made it possible.
Grantham Abrams, the legendary Grantham Abrams. Till next time, God bless you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Cheers, man.
Changing lives for good. CCFM 107.5.